We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is your inside source to Hokie Sports, the Hokie Sports Insider.
Let's go!
Time to catch up on everything happening in Hokie Nation with your host, Evan Hughes.
Hello, Tech fans, and welcome in to episode number 16 of the Hokie Sports Insider podcast, available to you each and every Wednesday across Hokie Pod. We took a week off last week. Hope you enjoyed your turkey day and had a terrific Thanksgiving with your family. I'm Evan Hughes, proud host of the Hokie Sports Insider Podcast. We are back with another fantastic episode. And folks, what a busy week inside of Virginia Tech Athletics. First off, let's start with football. The Commonwealth Cup back in Blacksburg after a thrilling win against Virginia over the weekend. What a gritty performance from the team. Excellent job from the squad, the staff, Coach Price, everybody involved. It was such a remarkable win, and Hokie Nation so fired up about the win and also fired up about the hiring of Coach Brent Pry as our next head football coach here at Virginia Tech. So excited to have him and his family here in the New River Valley. And we look forward to welcoming him to Hokie Nation on Thursday for his introductory press conference. You know, hard to believe we are officially in winter sports mode. And before we give a couple of updates on those sports, just want to take a second and recognize our men's and women's soccer programs. We were really excited this year to have many student athletes from both of those programs come on the Hokie Sports Insider podcast. Both won a match in the NCAA tournament, both got to the second round, and another terrific year for both Coach Chugger Adair's squad and Coach Mike Brizendine's team, both with so much talent, both with a lot of players that absolutely love being Hokies. It was a joy to get to talk to them and look forward to having more from men's and women's soccer, both players and coaches on the podcast moving forward. Also want to recognize our volleyball team who ended the season with a win against Wake Forest. And Marissa Circo, who was one of our first guests on the Hokie Sports Insider podcast, reached 1,000 career kills, which is a terrific milestone. And what a way to do it in your final career match. Congratulations to Marissa Circo, Coach Byers, and the entire team for going out with a win against Wake Forest. But mentioned we are in winter sports mode, and this week we've got a ton of basketball. First of all, ACC Big Ten Challenge tonight. For the men's, they take on Maryland in College Park, a matchup between two former ACC foes in the Terrapins and the Hokies. And women's basketball will be at Wisconsin tonight in the Kohl Center. And then ACC play starts this Saturday for Virginia Tech men's basketball against Wake Forest at Castle Coliseum. Hope you can join us here in Blacksburg to watch that. Of course, if not, John Laser, Mike Burnup will have you covered on the Virginia Tech Sports Network. And then make plans to come on Sunday at 2 o'clock back to Castle when Virginia Tech women's basketball plays host to an unbeaten, top 20 ranked Tennessee Lady Vols team. Should be a fantastic matchup between two great teams in Virginia Tech and Tennessee. And this weekend, Virginia Tech Wrestling back in action against 3rd-ranked Missouri and 16th-ranked Northern Iowa on the road. That is the focal point of our Hokie Sports Insider podcast this week. We will focus a lot on the talented Virginia Tech wrestling team. Our two guests include All-American Hunter Bolin and one of the most exciting wrestlers in the ACC and the country at 149, Bryce Andonian. You'll hear from Bryce a little bit later. Great conversation with him about being from Ohio, St. Edward's High School, known for being one of the best wrestling high schools in the entire country, what this staff has meant to him, what makes him such a unique, fun wrestler that makes him so dangerous on the mat. You'll love that conversation with Bryce, and you'll love our first interview here on the Hokie Sports Insider podcast with Hunter Bolin, somebody who grew up in Floyd, Virginia, went to Christiansburg High School. He talks about it during the interview, the amount of pride that he steps onto the mat with every time, knowing that he represents the people of Southwest Virginia. He's a hometown favorite, and Hunter Bolin, very open and absolutely loved getting to talk to Hunter, someone who absolutely loves being a Hokie. Of course, each and every Hokie Sports Insider podcast is presented by Main Street Pharmacy and Smithfield. Let's step aside for our break. When we come back, my conversation with Hunter Bolin, and a little bit later, we talk with Bryce Andonian of Virginia Tech Wrestling. It's all on episode number 16 of the Hokie Sports Insider podcast, proudly presented by Main Street Pharmacy and Smithfield.
You're on the inside. More Hokie Sports Insider is next.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Time for the Hokie Insider of the Week. This is the Hokie Sports Insider.
Hokie Sports Insider podcast continues on, and we are so glad that you are with us. Evan Hughes, pleased to be joined by our next guest, the All-American from Virginia Tech Wrestling. He is Hunter Bolin, gracious with his time. Hunter, thanks for being here, my man. And let me start with this. You've been in the program since 2017. How fast has college gone by for you?
Pretty fast. I mean, looking back on it, it seems like just yesterday I was a freshman. So,
do you think college goes by faster than high school?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. Time's something that just seems to go by faster as you get older. So it's hard to judge that. But I would say, I mean, I've been out of high school as long as I've been in college, or actually been in college longer than I've been in high school. So I guess it's went by faster.
I always like to say I think college is way more fun than high school. And you've certainly accomplished so much in your career. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, interviewed Mekhi on this podcast. And looking at this team this year, he told me that he felt like this group is closer than previous teams. What is it about the chemistry of this group in the wrestling room that is different about years prior, in your opinion?
You know, I think we got a lot of guys that are really devoted and really dedicated, not just for the team, but really for themselves. And I think that's what it takes, is guys that don't just want to do it for the team. And that's an important aspect, don't get me wrong, but you also have to have a sense of pride and something in your own character that makes you want to be successful, and the rest really takes care of itself.
Very well said. You guys just got your season underway. We'll talk about the big weekend that's coming up for you guys, but looking back, the Ohio State duel, the Gardner-Webb duel, but specifically Ohio State, terrific crowd inside of Castle Coliseum. I mean, great wrestling that came down to the stretch. Know you guys came up short, but what were the biggest takeaways for you and the team after Ohio State?
I think just having fun and just enjoying it and not getting uptight out there. I think a lot of guys went out there and, you know, it was the first time that they've wrestled in front of a big crowd, and that can be a little daunting for some people. And I think just having fun and being in the moment out there and being present is what I felt like some of the guys didn't necessarily focus on. And I think that's why we ended up coming up short on that dual meet.
Looking at you individually, Hunter, how do you personally feel about where you are at this point in your wrestling career going into this season? How was your off season, and where do you feel you are right now?
I feel really good. I'm really excited, and I think the difference between me last year and me this year, you know, I think there's a big difference there. I'm really enjoying it more, and it's nice that we are allowed to have crowds and stuff like that. I feel like a completely different wrestler. It's kind of hard to explain, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, kind of go into that a little bit, though. What, I mean, you know, coming off of an All-American campaign a season ago, what was your mindset going into the offseason? What were some things you wanted to improve upon before the season started?
I mean, obviously, I didn't want to just be an All-American last year. I wanted to win it. And, you know, I think my offseason, I tried to focus more on the details and focus on getting better and getting in better shape. I mean, it's the same thing that everybody else does. And I think for me personally, it was just adjusting, making minor adjustments. I know how to wrestle. I'm strong. And paying attention to those minor details and just having a different mindset was the biggest adjustment for me.
Hunter Bolin, our guest here on the Hokie Sports Insider Podcast, gracious with his time recording after practice. You are a hometown favorite here with this Virginia Tech wrestling program. You're from Floyd. You went to Christiansburg High School, and I know the history that Christiansburg High School has in the state of Virginia and really nationally. What was it like getting to go there and to compete for that program and Coach Close, and how did it help prepare you, do you think, looking back on it, for Division I wrestling here at Virginia Tech?
I mean, it really, I mean, a lot of things that we do in the room here, I did in high school with Coach Close and Coach Weber. Of course, I had Coach Weber for the first two years of my high school experience and middle school and elementary school for that matter. And then the last 2 years, you know, Sonny took over. I mean, the things that we did there are a lot of the things that we do here. And, you know, I had some great coaching, and I also, you know, got to come over here and train some too when I was in high school through the regional training center. So, you know, it was awesome, you know, being close and this area, it's something special about it.
How long, I mean, growing up in Floyd, and you mentioned you've been wrestling since elementary school, how long have you been paying attention and following along to this program before you even got to high school?
I mean, since it started, really. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what year I started wrestling. I was like 11 years old, so, I mean, I always came to the matches and watched, and always wanted to be a Hokie, so, I mean, obviously, it's in your, if it's in your backyard, it's, and it's a top, you know, 10 program, it's be kind of silly not to go to it unless you're one of those people who don't like to be in the town that they grew up in, so.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and I think there's a unique kind of electricity for duels in the air when you guys are at home, but especially when you get introduced on the mat. Do you feel an extra sense of pride knowing that you represent an area, a state that has known you so well growing up through your wrestling career?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's an awesome feeling, and it never really gets old.
Hunter Bolin, our guest here on the Hokie Sports Insider Podcast. You know, going back, looking at your career, talked about coming up through Christiansburg High School. I want to go back to your first year, NCAA qualifier, and then you redshirt the following year, 2018-19 season. You come out of that as regarded as one of the best wrestlers that went unattached and redshirted during that season. I'm curious, looking back on it, where you are right now, how did that redshirt season help you get to where you are? What did you take away from that?
From a mindset standpoint, just it's a different view, a different perspective than being out there. I knew what it was like to be out there. I knew what it was like to be a starter and be out there and wrestle. But being a red shirt and going to some of the open tournaments and stuff just kind of allowed me to develop my style a little bit more and just kind of burn, you know, light a fire under my butt a little bit there and motivate me to work harder and get better for the next year. And then from, you know, a strength training standpoint, I think that was the biggest thing was I just spent a whole year in the weight room and got stronger and developed. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing.
And you truly did develop because you come back that next year with Tack as a starter. And I mean, you know, top seed in the ACC championships. You're one of the top seeds in your weight class going into the NCAA championships. And then, you know, March of 2020 affected everybody in so many different ways. And when I think about this program and where you guys were as a team, what could have been that year, but especially for you individually, how did you handle such a difficult situation having those championships canceled when you knew that you had a really good chance of winning a national title?
No, I didn't handle it well at all. No. I mean, was very ungrateful and had a really bad attitude. And, you know, that kind of carried over into the next season, and it totally affected me 100%. So, you know, that's kind of my thing this year is just being grateful for the attitude, the opportunity to be able to compete and wrestle for Virginia Tech. And, you know, just remembering that there's a lot of things that we can't control, and worrying about them and getting pissed off about them doesn't help anybody. So, you know, that was my biggest takeaway from March 2020. Obviously, it ruined a lot of hopes and dreams. So, but I mean, through hard times, you know, we can get better and we can move forward. And I think learning the hard way and having a bad year is what's going to push you to the next level. I think it's like that for a lot of people if you learn from it.
You know, and that I wanted to lead in, you know, hearing your response to that. A word that I think about you and still getting on the podium last year and hearing what you just said, I think of the word of resilience and, you know, what life lessons you can learn from the wrestling room. I mean, that is kind of my next question. What can you take away from the wrestling room, those experiences? Like, can that turn into life experiences? Do you think that you'll remember for the rest of your life?
100%. I mean, wrestling has shaped me as a person. And I mean, you ask any wrestler that, they'll tell you that it's really shaped them. And I think for the most part, I mean, if anybody says that it's shaped them negatively, then, you know, they had a bad experience. But I think with most wrestlers, it's shaped them in a positive way. I mean, obviously, it's a really tough sport and it's difficult. So anything that's hard, you know, it's going to make you better.
Hunter Mullen, our guest here on the Hokie Sports Insider Podcast, a couple of more for him. You mentioned the great offseason that you had and how good you feel at this point right now. I'm curious, and I asked Makai this and I asked Corbin this a couple of weeks ago, how much would it mean to you to bring back team trophies with the special group that you guys have this year to this program?
It'd mean a lot, and I think we're going to do it.
Love the answer. I know Hokie Nation listening right now absolutely loves that as well. All right, a couple of fun ones for you, Hunter, and then I promise we'll let you get out of here. You've had a couple of, a lot of big-time wins in your career, and there's probably still a lot more to be had this year. But if you look back on it, you've been in the program since the fall of 2017. What are some of your favorite wins you've had here at Virginia Tech?
Now, obviously, beating Hidley every time is nice. A little boring, but let's see, my freshman year, kind of like beating, what was his name, Ramos. That was a big win for me, coming off kind of having a rough season my true freshman year. And I remember I put him on his back in the last like 30 seconds. That was a really good win, a really good memory for me. What else? Gosh, I've had so many matches. It's hard to think back.
Does it all blend together?
Yeah, it all kind of just gets thrown into a big blender of experiences and emotions.
Those are a couple of big ones. And you mentioned Hidley of North Carolina State. Can't overlook that. All right, here's another one for you. You're an experienced vet in this wrestling room right now. I'm curious of the guys in the upper weight classes. Do you see yourself in any of the younger wrestlers that are here in this program?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about it like that. I guess I have. I don't know. It's hard to look at somebody and think of them like, oh, they're just like I was, you know. I see a lot of young guys on this team that they work hard and they're really driven and they want to be successful. I think that would probably be the trait that I see in them that I had as a young wrestler.
Final one for you, Hunter. We close every interview we do with this same very question, and I think you'll have a unique perspective on this as someone who grew up in Floyd. You're referred to as the Christiansburg Cowboy on Twitter. What does it mean to you to be a Hokie and to be part of this community here in Southwest Virginia?
I think just representing small town life and being part of a small knit community is pretty cool, and representing that on a national stage is always pretty awesome. You know, people are like, oh, where's he from? You know, like, oh, he's from this little hole in the wall called, you know, Floyd County or whatever, you know, or anywhere in Southwest Virginia, honestly. You know, it's all connected, and growing up in this area, you know, I know people spanning across 5-6 counties, so it's a tight-knit community, and I 100% have a lot of pride for representing those people. So that's what it means to be a Hokie for me.
It's one of the best answers we've had on this podcast this year. Hunter, I know Hokie Nation is so thrilled to have you here in Blacksburg. Thankful for your contributions, and I know Hokie Nation is thrilled to be behind you and this team this year. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. Fire up, Hokie Nation. Smithfield, for the love of meat.
Hokie Sports Insider Podcast continues on. We're talking all Virginia Tech wrestling on this week's episode because a big one this weekend for Virginia Tech, going on the road to wrestle Missouri and a really good Northern Iowa program, two teams in the top 20. We heard from Hunter Mullen. Now pleased to welcome on for this week's show our guest, Bryce Andonian, gracious with his time. Bryce, it's great to see you, man. And let me start with this. how hungry are you and the team to get on the road and see more great competition this weekend?
Just from the training this weekend, just the way the attitude has been after our Ohio State match and just our drive and the way that we have been practicing, I would say that we are hungry. We're very excited. And just to get on the road for the first time again since last year, I think it's going to be very exciting for us. So, yeah.
So it's funny. Last night I was watching an interview with Steph Curry and Michael Jordan. And Steph asked MJ a question of, do you enjoy being in front of a loud crowd at home? Or do you like going on the road and silencing the crowd? And MJ looked at him and said, you know, I like to go on the road and you know, kind of be the villain. So I'm curious, do you enjoy going on the road and the team and kind of feeling like it's us against the world and going up against those crazy wrestling fans who are not pulling for you?
First, I'll say I love the Hokie fans. I love coming here and wrestling at home. That's one thing. I'll put that aside. And that aside, yes, I do. I do love it. I always have. Just coming from like my high school, there's always been people to, I guess, not enjoy that team because we have been good. So I've felt that feeling of other fans not liking you. And I guess I use that as fuel because it is more fun when you have a lot of people against you and then you beat their guy and they have no choice but to be quiet. So it's very fun to do, yes.
Well, and again, I don't want to take away from the great fans we have here at Virginia Tech, because I know how much fun it is to wrestle in front of that crowd. Speaking of which, last time you guys were home, Ohio State duel, Gardner-Webb duel, you wrestled an incredible wrestler in Sammy Sasso, 10-7 decision. What were some of the biggest takeaways you had from that match, and what are some things you could take away from it moving forward?
Just some good positives. Usually last year I would probably go into a match like that and leave it and be pretty upset with myself. And I was, because, you know, I didn't get the result I wanted. But I took a good few positives out of it, as in positions I needed to work on. And from my feet, a few positions that I know I have to need to work on, and from my shots. So definitely gained more knowledge from that match, and I'm excited going forward.
You know, you could feel an extra level of anticipation in the air for your matchup with Sammy. Just how amazing was the crowd? You guys have waited 2 years to have fans back. Was it everything you hoped it was?
Yeah, probably more. I could always say I'm thankful for them, but being in that atmosphere and last year just being COVID and then now coming, honestly, that felt like one of the biggest fans, like, attendance since I've been here, probably the UNC duel my freshman year. But besides that, it was amazing. The energy, just the loudness, the environment, just how everybody was just cheering. It was awesome. You know, I'm being cliche, but like you said, like, it's pretty awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I have said this before, and I'll say it again, the Virginia Tech wrestling fans, it doesn't get better than them, right?
Yeah, there's nothing like it. I've didn't come down here not knowing too much about it, but now I do, and I'm grateful to be a Hokie and wrestle for them, you know.
Well, let's look at where you came from. You mentioned you came down here. You're a two-time Ohio State champion. I'm curious, what age did you start wrestling, and when did you truly fall in love with the sport?
Oh, dang. I started wrestling when I was probably like five-ish, you know. My mom threw my brothers in a wrestling room, and then I guess, I started really liking it when I went over to my high school area, probably around like middle school. Started actually growing towards it, and then I think just coming here in college, I found like a new love for it, just being able to come in and learn from such great technicians every single day, and also make it more fun because these guys make it fun here. Like, the coaches make it fun, they make it enjoyable, and you make you want to work hard instead of force you to. And I think that's another step in my career where I gained a new love for it. So in high school I enjoyed it, but even here I'm growing a new love for it. So multiple times, yeah.
You come from one of the best wrestling high schools, I'm going to say it, in the country, let alone the state of Ohio, where I know wrestling is so important, at St. Edward's. What was it like getting to go to a school where there's such a rich tradition and pride for the sport?
It was a blessing. And then in the time of being, I may have not seen it, but now being graduated and have left that, I can see just the tradition that it does bring out of that school, the amount of people that have come out of it and have done well, not only in wrestling, but outside of it, just the characters they are. And the fact that I have two people here on my team, Coach Ty Walls and then also Cody Howard, just being able to see the way they are as men. And then just the environment of St. Edward's, coming from that hard nose, take down, let them up, work hard, you know, grind. It's definitely molded me into the man I am today. So definitely thankful for that.
You've been wrestling since you were 5, 2-time Ohio State champion. You have done so much in your career already here at Virginia Tech. And I feel like there's one constant about everywhere Bryce Andonian has been. You are a dangerous, fun wrestler when you get on the mat. I mean, I feel like when people see the weight classes and they see your name, at least every analyst I've worked with before, you get the oohs and the ahs because you bring a lot of juice on the mat. Where does that come from, do you think, your style of wrestling and the way that you wrestle?
I think just being myself on and off the mat, especially my mentality. If I go into a match maybe overthinking stuff off the mat or even about the match, then I don't think I'm able to go out there and be myself and wrestle free and fluent. And just the fact that I've had great coaches throughout my life to where they gave me confidence in the stuff that I did in the room, say something that isn't as normal, but having them give me feedback and say, yeah, do something solid, but that still may work. Just having good people around me like Frere Roby and all these guys here, it just has given me that confidence to go out there. And I believe where it came from is just inside of me. You know, I just can't really make that up. But besides that, I've had good coaches around me to give me the confidence to go out there and do stuff like that.
Forgive me if this is a dumb question, but I feel like when you're always on the mat, it's always in the back of your head, how can I pin this guy, like, yeah, right away? Is that something a wrestler always has that mentality of? And I think to when you started your match against Sammy Sasso, I mean, you came out of the gates in the first 5 seconds attacking. Are you always looking to put someone on their back?
Yeah, I would say freshman year, definitely. Like, it was my mentality, just go after the guy and attack. But the more I'm, I guess, maturing in this sport, I'm realizing the less I look for, say, a pin, and the more I look for my takedowns, then my pins are going to show up. So yes, in the back of my head, I'm looking for bonus points. I love bonus points, and that's what I want to get. I want to dominate. But lately, it's been more keep on the attack, keep on the gas pedal, and then stuff like that will show up. So yeah, that's what's usually in the back of my head, is just keep going.
Bryce Andonian, our guest here on the Hokie Sports Insider Podcast, an all-wrestling show. We had Hunter Bolin on earlier. Bryce, now our guest. They've got a big one this weekend on the road against Missouri and Northern Iowa. All right, so you look at your first 2 years. You've wrestled guys like Austin O'Connor, Sammy Sasso, great competition in the ACC. How has wrestling some of the best in your weight class early helped prepare you to where you are right now?
I just think in all combat sports, you wouldn't be able to, I guess, be the best version of yourself if you didn't have that type of competition to make you feel like you needed to work harder. So having that competition and then being able to wrestle them, especially early on, just gives me more of a strive and like hunger during the year to work towards the end of the tournament, because in March, that's what we're working for. And wrestling guys like that, it just gives me more of a confidence booster, because usually either I beat them or I'm close, or just stuff like that. It gives me more, you know, something to strive towards and work towards.
All right, I want to have some fun here. I want you to imagine you're sitting down with a wrestling fan who's never seen you wrestle before. And you've got 30 seconds to tell that wrestling fan about the style that you wrestle. How would you describe the way you wrestle on the mat?
I let it fly. That's all I got to say.
You let it fly. There you go. It's, such a fun style of wrestling, and that's the reason that I bring it up. I know this summer, Bryce, a junior world bronze medalist this summer, wrestling internationally. What was that experience like for you, and what can you take away from that that has helped you so far this season?
I've said multiple things, but right now the thing that came in my head is just the different aspect and the different viewpoint it gave me on the sport of wrestling, because I've gone and I've wrestled in America my whole life, and for me to go to a different country and then just see the different culture behind not just only the way they wrestle on the mat, but the way they talk to each other off the mat, or the way they practice or warm up, or fans treat it. It just gave me a whole different like version of a show, or something I can say. So now I have a whole different side viewpoint of it. And in doing that and learning and seeing that, it made me one, more appreciative of it, and two, just, I guess, more knowledge, and like made me more like excited to go into a room and know that there's other parts of the world that look into wrestling like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever.
Did you really understand until you went internationally to wrestle just how big of a sport wrestling is on a global stage?
Right. I had an idea, and I always knew that, you know, in different countries, Russia or other places, you see like TV shows or something, and you see guys come back from Olympics and they have parades and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's big. But when I finally went out and say you're walking on the street, I've had people ask me why we were there because we were foreigners. And then when you answered and said wrestling, the reaction that they gave you compared to possibly someone here in America, it's a lot different. So it made me very appreciative to just be a wrestler.
Bryce Andonian, our guest here on the Hokie Sports Insider Podcast. Couple of more for him before we look at, we get back to his day and preparations for this weekend. You've talked about it a couple of times, this staff, Coach Roby, Coach Frere, everybody in the SCRTC. What has this staff meant to you both on and off the mat?
Everything. I truly, it's an easy saying to say everything, but I wouldn't be in this position at the school or even the way I talk. I doubt I would be there without everybody, and that's just not the people that you see on the staff. But right there sitting is Ethan. He's working his tail off this whole day while people don't see that. And like just the environment that I've been around and the fact that I've had to grow as a man, mm-hmm. I've came here and these coaches taught me so many things off the mat that I can take on into my life. And that's why I'm even more appreciative of these guys, because I can tell now, and I think it's from a maturity level of me growing up, but definitely can see that these guys care about their wrestlers off the mat. And I think that's the best thing that they can do as a coach.
What does a successful 2021-22 season for you in a Virginia Tech singlet look like for you? What do you hope you accomplish by the time this season is over?
I have big goals. In my past, I've said them out loud or said 50 million goals down the line, but my goal this year is just to, you know, wrestle the person in front of me at the best of my ability, and in doing so, give glory to God. And also, obviously, be at the top of the podium in March. That's my main goal. But in doing so, I got a few steps before that, so yeah.
There you go. All right, a couple of fun ones here for Bryce. You've been in Blacksburg for a couple of years. So when you're not on the wrestling mat, what do you enjoy doing in the New River Valley in Blacksburg?
Let me think. I like getting food when I can't eat. I like eating food.
Okay. So if you're not getting the great food from the new Student Athlete Performance Center, which is unbelievable, where do you like to eat in Blacksburg? Because there's so many great staples.
I like wings. I like roots. I like greens. God, Blacksburg is awesome with food when I can't eat it. So, yeah, I mean, those places, I guess.
So that was actually kind of my next question is, as a wrestler, when you have to weigh in, just, I mean, are you monitoring everything you're putting in your body every step of the day, like thinking about that weigh-in?
I think it's also during the week, you know, like the more you track down every single thing that you eat and stick to the same diet, I've realized that I'm able to understand my body more. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you definitely are tracking everything, but tracking makes it easier. It makes you feel more disciplined, but also see it on like a scientific level to where, okay, I eat this after practice, let me see how I feel compared to maybe if I eat this, sure. You know? So yeah, tracking basically everything. Yeah.
So you mentioned how much fun this staff is, and I've seen it firsthand, folks, because there's sometimes I'll be walking down by Castle and seeing the coaching staff and some of you guys playing basketball. So here's what I'm gonna do, Bryce. You've got to go up against the coaching staff, the support staff. And you've got to pick a starting five of wrestlers to play basketball. So what's the starting five to go up against the coaches?
To go against the coaches? Okay. Me, obviously. I can't be a sideline. I like to play. I'm going to throw Makai in there. I know Makai's a baller. Sam Latona, he's good, and he's chippy, and he wants to win more than anyone. That's three. I need a big man. Oh, gosh. Oh. I know this is a wild, wild pick, but I'm going to throw Colton Clark in there for rebounds. He's a very good rebounder, and he gets annoying, real sweaty in there. And then my last pick, I'm going to hurt some feelings here probably. He's got a nice three. I'll throw Eddie Vincheska in there for fun. He's got a nice three, if he's on. But yeah, we got a big guy, me, Makai, Sam Latona, Colton Clark, Eddie Vincheska. I probably forgot some guys, but yeah, it's a good group. It's a good group.
No, I think it's a really good group. And I'm curious, if you're going up against the coaches and the sports staff, who's the most difficult to defend on that team?
Probably Brewer. Not saying I don't put the clamps on him. I hope he hears this. That's why I'm saying it. I put the clamps on him 24/7. But he is hard to face. He runs around. He doesn't stop. He doesn't get tired. And by then, I'm usually exhausted on defense trying to chase him down. So, yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty hard.
There, I'm telling you, folks, it's the best-kept secret in Blacksburg, this wrestling team. They go hard. And you guys have to call your own fouls, too, which I know is difficult, right?
Yeah. We respectably will call it here and there. I mean, we would probably get all fouled out in the, you know, regular basketball game, but this is wrestling basketball. You know, it's a little different.
And I think I've brought it up before when I interviewed Sam or Makai, but I've heard Coach Roby. He's very aggressive when he plays basketball.
Yeah, that was my second choice to say who's the hardest to pick, because he'll throw some headbutts in there or throw you down to the ground.
All right, final one here for Bryce Andonian. We ask all of our guests this. You've been in Blacksburg a couple of years now. You have now gotten to see this wrestling community come back even stronger after a year away from Castle. What does it mean to you to be a Hokie and to be part of this community?
The only thing that's going through my head right now is gratitude, you know. But to be a Hokie, it's just an honor. People, you know, can say that, but I feel honored to go out and wrestle. And especially after the summer, just like seeing the interaction I had with like all the fans here. And then just like staff, like not even on wrestling, but just the, like you saw that win with Virginia versus Virginia, whatever, the football game.
Yep.
And the coach, his like interview after, he said, like that's fun, you know, because you guys like to mess around. But, you know, he said, this is my home, this is my school. The coach said that, and I thought that was awesome. Like, you can see his pride in that. And I think the more I'm here, over the years have gone, like my pride for this school and just to be able to wrestle and represent Hokie Nation when I wrestle, it's an honor. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Very well said. Just like Coach Price said, this is my school, this is my home, essentially paraphrasing, and it's a great way to leave it with one of the most talented wrestlers here in this wrestling room, the ACC in the country, Bryce Andonian, gracious with his time. Bryce, I know for a fact Hokie Nation loved this interview. They're behind you and this team, and they can't wait to see you back at Castle. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Another great episode of the Hokie Sports Insider podcast is in the books. 16 weeks of great student athletes and coaches joining us. Certainly hope you enjoyed hearing from Hunter Boland and Bryce Andonian. I appreciate both of their time for sitting down with me. Enjoyed getting to know them a little bit more. And best of luck to Virginia Tech Wrestling this weekend against Missouri, a team that's ranked in the top 5 in the country, and then Northern Iowa, who is currently ranked 16th. Looking forward to getting many more wrestlers on the podcast. Again, that'll do it for us. A reminder to check out all of the great content across Hokie Pod, which includes Tech Talk Live, which is archived each and every week across Hokie Pod. If you have an idea about a student athlete or a coach, a story that you want to hear shared on the show, be sure to tweet at me. I am at Evan K. Hughes. Best of luck to our women's basketball, men's basketball teams in action tonight in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Saturday, Hokies open ACC play on the men's side against Wake Forest. Sunday, Virginia Tech welcomes an unbeaten and talented Tennessee squad to Castle Coliseum. Hope you're there. If not, join us across the Virginia Tech Sports Network for both the men's and the women's game. Until next week, I'm Evan Hughes saying so long. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks as always for being Hokies. And have a fantastic week.